Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. All of a sudden, I'm like a cowboy. Pew, pew, pew. Welcome to the show. If I had lasers, I would be doing that to the asteroids or the meteors as they come. I'd be like, pew, 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 pew. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know if you heard. You probably did if you saw the thumbnail, right? You know that the Neowise comet detector is kaput. That's right, they shut it down. This is the thing that basically lets us know if we have a bunch of, like, meteors coming at us that we should worry about. This is, like, a big deal. It's the Neowise. It's been up there since 2011, this thing. Very weird that the whole thing shut down. Stranger still is how I found out about it. Yeah. It's not like I'm like Googling, Neowise all the time, but a couple of days ago we had Tisha B'Av and we had all of that stuff that was connected to what happened in the Middle East, and it was terrible. And of course, that was connected to a video that I did in my head. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I did a video about Tisha B'Av. I need to look this up. Am I pronouncing that right? Tisha B'Av. I'm trying to be all like smart or something. It's probably called Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av-a-da-boo for all I care. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But I look up this video. It's, you know, it says, behold, I make all things new. This is a video I did in 2020, July 14th. And it was based on this kooky comet that I had a weird dream that there was a comet was coming on Independence Day. I know it's goofy, but I did a video about it, and then of course there was this surprise comet that came on Independence Day called Neowise. And so, of course, I ended up doing stories about Neowise because it was a magnificent thing. It was even visible with the naked eye. Back then, you know, I connected to the fall of the order and the fall of the temple. So I think it's interesting that I put this actually out on X. I said, tomorrow's Tisha B'Av. 213 weeks earlier, my video about destruction in Israel connected to the temple, coinciding with a comet known as Neowise. So I feel like Neowise may be in the news and find Neowise asteroid detector is shutting down. Why? After 15 years, I found it interesting. Like, why? I stumbled on it because I thought, oh, I did a video. And then I'm looking for the asteroid, but I find out that the asteroid detector's shutting down. This is...
Red alert! Red alert! This...
Look, they're shutting the asteroid detector down. Why would you do that? Why would you do that when there's all the craziness that's been happening? We have the Perseids meteor shower going on right now. People are posting amazing pictures. One of the pictures is from Stonehenge. Yeah, that's right. This beautiful picture right over here, huh? It's so nice. It's so beautiful. It could be AI for all we know, especially now Grok's online doing all sorts of pictures. Grok is an AI that's on X, and it's in competition now with basically everything. That's what Elon does. He's like, I want to take over this. I'm going to take over this. I want to be the best at that. I'm going to be the best at that. So Grok's now doing these pictures. Could have did this picture. Actually, he did a picture for me. I wanted to compare the two. I asked Grok, what does the Savior look like in 2024? And Grok came up with a picture. And then I asked ChatGPT that I actually pay for. I pay for X as well. But I say, why don't you do it? And this was the picture the two of them come up with, right? It's like one of them looks a lot better than the other. You know, they do kind of look a little bit similar. I'm really way off the point of this whole thing, because this is actually very kind of spooky how this all ties in, especially if we got to worry about the old meteors coming down, just like they did on the old Stonehenge there. See, I'm holding that up. I did that. See, man? Huh? That's called editing. But you know what's weird about Stonehenge is they just found some kind of an altar. The altar just came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, there's an altar. I find it strange. I find all of this stuff strange. But the decommissioned telescope is set to plummet to the Earth this year, leaving our planet completely defenseless. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. I mean, I worry a little bit, considering if you're new to the channel. And if you are, will you hit the like button? Welcome to the show. Hit that like, subscribe, check the bell for notifications. You're going to like it here. It's a lot of fun. I have good times to share with all of you in the midst of all hell breaking out on Earth. Woke up this morning to Raw's alerts and many others saying that UFOs are being seen all over the place this morning. That's right. If monkeypox wasn't enough, now we gotta worry about them old aliens. And a lot of people went to social media to basically point out, did anybody see it? Did anyone see that in the sky? I'll tell you what people were seeing in the sky, though. In Japan, just a couple of days ago, there was such a meteor. I mean, it was huge, lit up the entire sky. So the question is, are they UFOs or are they something else? Yes, it could possibly happen. We could have some spooky stuff coming down. My channel started because I had this kooky dream, and you know, I have these dreams, and then I share them. That's why I encourage all of you to do the same thing. I say, you know, share your dreams because you never know. Like something will happen. You'll be like, oh, I had a dream. And then all of a sudden you can be like, you see, God's real. It says that God speaks to us in our dreams. I don't know if you knew this. In a dream, he speaks once, twice, yes, three times when a person slumbers in their bed. That's in the book of Job. Good stuff. What was I talking about again? This nonstop loop ringing in my head makes me a little bit loopy, but it's shut down. This wide infrared field or whatever, it shut down July 31st. Kaput. It's gone. Now, I think to myself, right? Because we've had some weird, crazy stuff happen in the skies, and you know, we've had the auroras. Remember, I had the dream that the skies turned red, and then I posted a video like a couple of weeks later or something where I was walking outside and the skies were red. It was weird. Yeah, so we've had some weird stuff going on, which means that there's something that's kind of affecting the magnetic, the magnetic field of the Earth, and also the sun. It's affecting the sun. And one of those theories could be some kind of a massive planet that comes around every so often, you know, which, of course, the people that are in charge, if they're in charge, they probably know, right? They probably know. In my head, you know, because I'm a writer, I start thinking about these things. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, if something terrible was supposed to come, you know, maybe they want to have everybody under control by then, right? Because people will go a little nuts. But if people are programmed and controlled and they know how to, you know, shelter in place, maybe all of this stuff that like seems like it's so terrible, maybe it's like them trying to make the best out of a terrible situation. Maybe not. You know, you want to think the best. You don't want to think that, you know. You don't want to think any of that. I don't want to think any of that stuff. But I think about it. Why? Because of the video that I did. I said, well, if you want me to share something, you're going to have to give me the heads up. And so, and last night I have a terrible dream where I'm at the emergency room, a building much like this, which is really disturbing. And we're there for Ethan. And in the dream, basically, like, you know, we start seeing meteors flying and and it was like almost like it looked like scary times were coming because of this, and but that wasn't really the dream. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. The point of the dream was that in the dream I felt like if I had shared about it, if I had just, you know, warned people, if I had just said, look, this is what I'm thinking about, that maybe perhaps, I don't know, as crazy as it sounds, you know, I mean, like Jonah, you know, when he didn't want to share, he didn't want to say, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to talk about aliens now. I don't even believe in aliens. I'm supposed to tell you about that. So long story short, I had this terrible dream. I do this video, the video on the dream that I had, this terrible dream, and I share it. And that was like kind of the start of my channel taking off, because the next video I did, it went viral. So viral that I freaked out and I deleted it. Then I put out another one saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to talk kooky if you want me to talk kooky, right? Because it's all so weird. It's all predetermined. I say, okay, I'll do it. Then I, you know, put out another video. That one went viral too. So the reason why you're all here is because of me finally, you know, having a terrible nightmare after months of being prompted to talk about, you know, this other planet called Nibiru or Planet 9 or Planet X, whatever you want to call it, and the other sun, the dual system called Nemesis, the black sun. You know, that's it's kind of like I talk about these things, and so when I see stuff like the NEOWISE asteroid detector being shut down, I think to myself, that's a little sus. That's a little sus, I think. I think, why? Why now? The next one's going up, I think, in like 2025 or something. They say that we shouldn't be too concerned about all of it, but, you know. Now, I don't know if you're into the whole moon thing, like, you know, the full moons and the blue moons and all that stuff. Well, we got a blue moon that's coming. Yeah, the blue moon is coming out. I think it's on April 19th. So whatever today is, it's the 19th. And basically, the blue moon, it's not just the Elvis blue moon, which is interesting because we're celebrating the what? You know, anniversary of Elvis. They're holding like a vigil. You know, I guess from when he passed away or something. I don't know. I don't follow Elvis Presley's news. I follow another kink. First full moon, though, is a super rare blue moon. This is what you can expect. The moon being closer to the Earth and bigger and brighter. Something like huge than it has all year long. So it's rare. It's rare. Now, what's really weird, and this got me thinking, is it reaches its peak fullness at 2:26 p.m. Eastern Time. 2:26 p.m. The super rare blue moon reaches its peak. Now, why is this weird? Because as I'm reading the article about this, it goes on to say, during the moon's closest approach to the Earth, it can be approximately 14 times larger and shine 30 times brighter than when it's at its farthest point in orbit, approximately 226,000 miles away. So I'm like, 226 in the same article? There's got to be a connection. And there is. And you know what the connection is? It's very strange. Do you remember the McDonald's sign? Do you remember the McDonald's? Let me play this for you. This is strange. Do you remember I posted a video not too long ago, McDonald's, when it turned to WickDonald's, and I posted it and said, the sign of Christ's return? Just take a look at this. This is interesting.
And also on 222, McDonald's launched its dark twin, WickDonald's, to celebrate all of the anime characters and all of the anime shows that have changed the letter of McDonald's to WickDonald's to avoid being sued. You can meet the characters here at the website. The only character is...
Now, no word on what
midnight.
Could be causing this outage this morning. A lot of people saying that it started around midnight East Coast time, which... Around midnight East Coast time.
It's happening at 226. If you actually looked at the video, you saw that that was posted on the 19th, 7/19. So here we have the super blue moon coming out. 226. 226. It's a sign. It's a witness. It's sus. All of these things working together. All of these things come together in such a weird, weird, wonderful way. How can we not be excited about the days to come? Do I think that something's going to happen like my terrible nightmare that I had? I certainly hope not. Do I think that it's going to happen the night of the blue moon at 226? I don't think so. I really hope not, in fact. But the whole point of the video was it's about Christ's return. Who's to say that these meteors that I dreamed about, these things flying in, who's to say that it wasn't something heavenly coming, like a mighty truth to basically wake up the land? Who's to say?
Peace. I say peace in the Middle East. Prisoners released. Peace. I shout peace. The Lord declares this war to cease by noon tomorrow. Let joy replace sorrow, and let this news be seen. So those shouting for more turn their tongues against war, and instead make those who are evil flee. Peace. I say peace, because all of you better believe the God of Israel is one of relief.
I don't know. But if meteors start hitting everywhere and everything else, you know, just remember Jacob told you, you'll be okay. Just say a prayer. You'll be fine. I've been talking about this stuff for a long time. God hasn't disappointed. You know, here we are again. God hasn't disappointed, never does. And I promise you, if you just ask for the truth, hey, I totally forgot I was wearing this. If you just ask for the truth, say, teach me the truth. And on the back, it says, no matter what the cost. If you just do that, you ask God, you know, you don't want to go to a religious church. You don't want to go to, you know, you want to go to a mosque or a temple, or you want to go to a synagogue, or do you want to go to a church, or you want to go to, you know, whatever. You want to go Mormon Hall. What are they called? You know, the Kingdom Halls for the Jehovah's Witnesses. You don't want to go to, you don't got to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. All you got to do is ask for the truth. You know, there is a God. I talk about this God, all the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jesus Christ. There is a God, and you're connected. Like, literally, you're connected. Like the sound that's in my ear, that I'm connect, like this nonstop download of whatever I'm getting or access to. We're connected to the Lord. So, isn't it time that we ask for the truth? And if you want to support the channel, great way to do it, get the merch. Go into the description of the video. You can get the Teach Me the Truth, no matter what the cost. And, you know, so when you see people and you walk in, you go, oh, I'm walking down, you know, at the mall, or I'm, you know, I'm with grandma and we're doing the power walks. We're going to walk 3 miles on the mall every morning, which I think is so super cute. You wear the Teach Me the Truth. People see you, they go, Teach Me the Truth. And then they pass by, they look on the back, no matter what the cost. And they just got tricked into asking for the truth of everything. Think about that. I'm not kidding. It may get them to think, maybe we should ask for the truth. Maybe we should. We need to love. We need to live. We need to be better. And I promise that the days ahead, no matter how crazy it gets, you may not need an asteroid detector. All you need is a love detector, baby. How do you like that? How do you like that? All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.